The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Now that's the same gospel you're going to hear on Sunday. So we'll just have a couple little thoughts here today, but we'll talk more about it later. "Not as the world gives peace, do I give it to you," says the Lord. And what does that mean? Well, to understand, let's stop and ask this question. How does the world give peace? And the answer is that the best the world can do is to pass laws and end conflicts. There's nothing wrong with that. That's very good. But you need to know that it's not enough. We all want peace, right? We want peace in the Middle East. We want peace in Ukraine. Let's just pretend like that happens today. And the leaders of the world get together, sign papers, shake hands, take photographs, and everybody puts away their guns. Question for you. Is that peace? It is, but only in a very shallow understanding of the word. Because if it's not something deeper than that, you know as well as I do, war still rages in the heart. And war is not eliminated, it's only postponed. That's why St. Augustine used to say that peace is the tranquility of order. It's all things being in their right place. And that's why Jesus, when he said, "Not as the world gives peace, do I give peace to you," he would have used the Hebrew word shalom. Now, our word peace comes from the Latin word pax. That was the secular understanding of peace. Pax, it was a truce. Finish fighting a battle, you'd wrap things up and you'd sign a truce. They called it signing a pax, P-A-X. But shalom is much deeper. Shalom means healing. It means all things in the right place. It means your well-being. Now, to make a real long story real short here today, even if you never see that in the world around you, and don't get me wrong, we fight for it, we strive for it, we work for it, it's our duty. But even if you never see the peace that is true justice in the world around you, understand that you can have that peace within your heart. Jesus does not promise any kind of end of conflict or trouble. Let's not forget when he said these words. The Last Supper. It's Holy Thursday. Tomorrow they're going to crucify him, and he says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Peace I leave with you." And that's very important to understand, because you were made with a supernatural destiny that this world simply can't deliver. So it's okay if you never see it. But a little meditation sometimes, I think that we should have this little thought in our mind sometimes. Let's just pretend like you had a magic wand and you could deliver all the things you think would make your heart and your life peaceful. Let's pretend like you could wave your magic wand and we could make school affordable again, and we could eliminate debts, we could lower your taxes, clean the air, clean the water, solve the traffic problems. What would your life be like after that? After all the things that the politicians promise that they'll deliver to you. What if they did deliver it? What if? You know what you'd discover? You'd discover deep, aggressive discontent welling up from within your heart. Because the peace that you long for does not come from an easy life, even though people spend years and years and millions of dollars striving to make their lives easy. The peace that you really long for comes from being a strong soul, and it means fighting a spiritual fight. Peace I leave with you, Jesus says. You cannot receive the peace that Jesus wants to leave with you, not until you receive him. And you can't receive him without a fight. That's the work of conversion. That's the work of overcoming your fallen tendencies. That's the work of repentance. You know, we hear the lives, the stories of the lives of the saints, and we marvel at how beautiful their lives were, and that's all true. But sometimes we only look at the saints from the end of their life. We don't look at the struggle that made them saints in the first place. Sometimes that's worth a look. One of my favorites, St. Teresa of Avila. She says she didn't even get started in her spiritual life until she was 40. Before that, it was all amusements and fun. St. Vincent de Paul, care for the poor, struggled mightily with pride. He wanted to be important, spend his life gallivanting with nobles and the king in the courts of Versailles in France. Or Damien of Molokai, struggled for years with sensitivity to criticism. And people would criticize him for the work that he was doing, and he wanted to quit. He had to fight to persevere. Or today's saint, Saint Bernardine of Siena. He had to overcome sloth. God sent him a life that made him overcome sloth. He had to run a hospital while also preaching for multiple hours a day, every day, without a break. They had to struggle to become who they are. And Jesus says, now don't let your hearts be troubled. And sometimes when we find that our hearts are troubled, we have to realize that we have not yet struggled, that the Lord wants us to struggle. Sometimes you find sadness in your heart, anger within your heart, or a life of quiet desperation. Very often, it's a sign that you have not yet begun to fight. And you want to know what? Very often, the problem that we have to fight is pride. Very often, the virtue that we have to acquire is humility. But from that struggle comes the kind of peace that the world cannot give. And may we receive it in abundance, that the Lord's peace might be in you and that yours might be complete. We'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that today. Saint Bernardine of Siena, pray for us.